Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Chen, let's go!
Make me a bicycle clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. Here with you until 9 o'clock tonight. It's good to be back doing the show. I'm excited. I had the night off yesterday. I need to get some stuff done. Had some meetings to go to and had to honestly recover from doing Cubs pre and post game. It was a lot. But it was a lot of fun, too. I'll talk about my experience doing that over the course of the 3 hours that we're together tonight. I also want to talk some Bears. I'd like to talk NFL overall. I would also like to get into a little bit of a conversation since we got like 90 minutes before game six of the East Finals happens. I might throw some LeBron stuff in there as well, but I promise you that we're going to talk some Cubs. The phone number is 312-644-6767. You can text the show. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. I am on Instagram and Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. My first name is spelled L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, not the bastardized American way of spelling it with a W. It's ridiculous. Shout out to Meghan Markle. Anyway, so here's what I'd like to discuss tonight, because we are now at Memorial Day weekend. And you know me, I always say that that's around the time where you should feel like you have a sense of what your team is. We're still, you know, to me, the number is 60, and the Cubs have already missed a bunch of games because of weather. So they're only at 47 games. But I did think that it would be a good time for us to discuss it a little bit. I'd like to know what you think your team is. 26 and 21 right now. How good was Kyle Hendricks today, by the way? That game was moving. Through seven, that game was moving and humming along, and then it slowed down. But Kyle Hendricks just went out there and dealt for seven innings, two hits, one earned run. He struck out seven. Was phenomenal. And the Cubs bullpen, pretty good too. Stropia had a rough one, but they did their job. C.J. Edwards came in with two strikeouts. Their bullpen's been real good all season long. Hiccups here and there, and we remember them because, oh, they blew a game. But for the most part, I think it might be their strongest and most consistent part of their team is their bullpen. Now, if I'm telling you that going into a postseason series, it might make you feel good to have a strong bullpen. And it should make the Cubs feel good that they put the right parts together so far through 47 games. And they seem to have something going with that bullpen. But there are other elements of this team that I would like to see them improve. You know, one part of their game that I didn't think I would have to worry about, but now have to worry about? Their base running. We've seen some weird stuff from them. Guys who should know better. You're down late in games with big deficits to try and overcome, and you're getting thrown out. They're usually a better base running team. The bigger problems are offensively for them. Can they find more consistency? And I don't know if that means another guy is hitting more often or... Because right now, Bryant's hitting. To me, Chris Bryant should be in every MVP conversation in the National League. You shouldn't be talking about just about, you know, Ozzie Albies or Bryce Harper in the National League. You should be talking about Chris Bryant as well. It's good to see him come up in a situation with runners on base and you have a chance to kind of open up a lead and him come through. He's consistently hitting. For the most part, Albert Almora Jr. is consistently hitting. And then everyone else, and Zobrist. I give Zobrist so far this year has been real good. Was it his back that was bothering him last year or his knees? Whatever he took, he's good to go. Speaking of taking things, at some point maybe tonight we'll talk about taking EPO. Maybe. We'll discuss that. So if you'd like to jump in and talk about it, 312-644-6767 is the number. There's some Theo stuff that I want to get to you as well, whether it was from him talking earlier today with the Assemble Media or his interview with Mullin Hanley, which I thought was great. This segment being brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. So here's what's on the docket. 47 games in, we're at Memorial Day weekend. What do you think your team is? What do you think of them? Who are they? Do you feel like there's room for improvement? And if you want to text in your thoughts, we can take those too at 670-11. Theo actually said something that I thought was really interesting when he was talking with Mullin Hanley. And he went through the history of this team over the last couple of years. So I wanted you to take a listen to what he said about this team growing into itself and what it was like a couple years ago versus what it's like now.
It's different every year. I think, you know, in 2016, we played with such intention early in the year. It was sort of clear that our group of guys were on a mission, and we showed up every night and made a statement that we were, you know, a team to beat and that we were strong contenders for the World Series in our evaluation. And so we were, those opportunities don't come around all the time. You know, if anything, kind of how we're, you know, some of the frustration that you experience year to year, like we did at this point last year and at this point this year, kind of just underscores that, right? When you have a year when guys are locked in and playing with intention and we're a clear World Series contender, you have to take advantage of it. And so we knew early on in 16 that we were going to be aggressive to help that club, and we were trying to figure out where the greatest vulnerability was, and we're going to do everything we could to fortify it so that we could win in October. Last year was a year where, you know, we played without much purpose. I think everyone associated with the organization has admitted that for the first half of the season last year. And so we had to wait a long time to see which direction we were going to go. And we had to prepare on two fronts. We were preparing to sell because, you know, it's okay to have a mediocre year every now and then. You're not going to be, you know, great year in, year out for a decade or, you know, but those years when, if you do have that off year that disappoints everyone, it's super frustrating, you better take advantage of it and create future value for your team that way. But we were hoping like heck that we'd pull ourselves out of it and we'd have an opportunity to add to the team. But last year, you know, we never got to a point where we were willing to, you know, sort of sell out to add to the team in a move that was only for the short term. You know, the Quintana deal was made, and I said this at the time, as much for the following three seasons as it was for the 2017 campaign. So, you know, 2017 was different than 2016. It's not like we go for it every year. The team tells us what we should do in a lot of ways. Our play and our intention tells us what we should do. So right now we're in a phase where, you know, I don't think to this point in the season, we haven't earned the right to be polishing a roster for October. That doesn't make any sense. We need to figure out how to get the most out of our talent on the roster. There's a ton of talent on this roster, and you know, and a lot of character and a lot of experience and a lot of track record of bouncing back from tough spots. So I'm really optimistic. And I think it's okay to be frustrated and optimistic at the same time about this group of about our team and what we've done so far. And I'll throw myself and our front office and all of us associated with the Cubs into the same mix. It's one of those times where baseball can humble you a little bit, and I know we're going to pull out of it. It's a lot of people working hard to figure out how to do that.
Some great stuff from Theo. I always like when Theo's on the station because I find it leads to more intelligent baseball conversation, but you also get a window into how the organization thinks and how it works. And I think that in that little section where he says it's okay to be optimistic and frustrated at the same time, I think that he is really, really has a pulse on what the fan is thinking. That, yeah, you look at this roster and you look at some of the pieces to this roster and you say, yeah, they should be in this thing. I think they should win the National League Central. But then you see them not producing as well as you would think that they would produce. I thought it was really, the whole interview I thought was great. It, not that there's ever really been a time when Theo's been on and like, man, that was a crappy interview. But I thought that his honesty on a lot of levels was fascinating. Even with him talking about how do we look at whether or not we trade. And him saying we can't be thinking about getting our postseason roster together when we're struggling like this, even though we are talking about a team that is, you know, 5 games above 500 as we stand right now. 312-644-6767 is the number. 47 games in. What do you think? We're at Memorial Day. What do you think you have with this Cubs team? Some really good texts I'll get to you in a second. Hey, Aaron, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm just upset with the way they're playing Hayward. You know, if Hayward's not good enough to start every day and we're paying that type of money, we need to, you know, we need to find a way that we can either trade him and pay a hell of a lot of money to get rid of him, and so we can get somebody in there that we think we can play every day. But, you know, I've been a head coach, head baseball coach. I'm out here on the frontier, but anyway, I've been a head baseball coach. If guys need to play every day, you know, your best players need to play every day. Now, I'm not a big Joe Maddon fan. You know, I think if, you know, we could find a way to, we can get a set lineup that Bryant's third, Rizzo's fourth, and whatever you do after that, I don't give a shit.
Well, I do. You can't say stuff like that on the radio. Man, I know that people think that, you know, that they're comfortable, and I'm glad that people are comfortable with being on the show, but you can't cuss on the show.
He said he's out there on the frontier. I think he got dysentery.
Oh, okay. Like the video game?
Like the video game.
Okay. That's kind of an old reference for you, Shane.
I'm kind of an old soul.
You're too young to make that reference.
Maybe. We used to play that on the floppy disk on the personal computers, yeah. I'm only 84.
That's
right?
Not true.
No.
That's not true. You're a young man. I expected Mike Chinn to make that.
Yeah, because he's 40. People forget that.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Not quite. Come on.
Kinda,
couple years.
Kinda. You're kinda there. It's fine. It's totally okay for you to be all right. The Maddon thing to me, when I hear fans are upset with Joe Maddon, it's something that I don't quite understand. You have one of the best managers in baseball. There's really no upgrading. What's the upgrade from Joe Maddon? I see you rolling your eyes, Mike Chinn. If you say Joe Girardi, I swear. What's the upgrade from Joe Maddon? There isn't one. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean that you can't be upset, that you can't scrutinize decisions. That squeeze play with Baez, I was like, ooh, did Javi do that on his own, or did Joe call that? With Rizzo at third, I question that. But the overall insight of a Joe Maddon, the way that he, at least up until now, has handled that clubhouse, it's fascinating. I don't know if it can work forever, and I think that he came along at the right time with the right group of guys. But if you think you can do better, show me. Show me the guy that you think is that much better than Joe Maddon. That you're willing to, oh, you know what? Let's just throw away the guy that's been to three league championship series and won a World Series. Let's do that. There are some people here that want the Cubs to eat Jason Hayward's contract. And I think that's what Aaron and Sterling was talking about. Isn't there like $100 million left on that contract? Ain't nobody eating that.
Well, he gets $22 million next year, the year after, $23 million the year after that, and the year after that, and then $24 million, and then he's got his player option in 2024.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
So there's like $100 million. The Cubs aren't eating that. They've got to figure out how to make Jason Hayward the most effective player that they can make him. I wonder if he is upset about playing time. But what can you do? If you're not producing offensively, I'm okay with Joe rotating. And the way that Joe has positioned his rotation of his lineup is him saying, I have a bunch of talented guys. I need to do something to make sure that guys play. So that's what he's doing. 312-644-6767. Someone says Francona is an upgrade. Tito got a job. And I would say that it's about, I'd say I'd probably give the edge to Francona, but it's not so that you would throw Joe out. Take a break. Talk more Cubs with you. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 9 on The Score. Glad that you are making me your choice for your drive on Memorial Day weekend. I'm glad that we have the opportunity to hang out, talk a little baseball. Bruce Levine's going to join me at 7 o'clock. There's also some football conversation on the way. I heard something on NFL radio today. Matt Nagy was talking about Mitchell Trubisky. And I think that you will be interested to hear what he has to say. We will do that before we get done at 9 o'clock. Also, Mark Rohde is going to be on the show at 8 o'clock. I want to talk to him about Kevin White. I also want to talk to you about Kevin White. It'll make more sense once we get there. Speaking of Grody, Grody and I are going to do a show Monday morning. We're going to be on from 9 a.m. until noon on Monday. Usually everyone takes off on a holiday. And I said, you know, it'd be fun to play with a different audience for a little bit and experiment a little bit, do some work with Grody, who I like very much. So I asked Mitch if we could do it. And he was like, yeah, go ahead. Because it's the holidays and no one's working anyway. So I need people to work. It's like, okay. So Grody and I will be together on Monday from 9 a.m. to noon. On Sunday, a couple of interesting additions to the Sunday lineup leading to a Cubs night game. Cubs play two night games, a Saturday game, a pregame tomorrow will be 5:40. And then they play the ESPN game at 6:30 with our pregame. Well, the game's at 7:05, but our pregame is at 6:30. Leading up to Cubs pregame, Chuck Swirsky will be on from noon until 4. And then Matt Spiegel will be on from 4 until 6:30. So if you needed to get a baseball fix and good vibes, babe, from a Matt Spiegel, you are going to get your wish. Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. until 6:30. Good vibes, babe. We'll come back and take some more of your phone calls as we're talking about the Cubs at 47 games, where they're at. A lot of people don't like Maddon. I think it's a little bit weird. It's a little bit weird. It's whatever. But we'll do that. And there's a text about Tyler Chatwood that I would like to discuss. Julie, thank you very much. Texter says, I thought you, Lawrence, of all people, would talk about more than the Cubs all the time. It's disgusting to hear Cubs all day. Be a true sports host and cover other Chicago teams. Okay, what team would you like for me to cover? We kind of have a rule, although I do bend it occasionally. I'm not going to talk about a game that is on. That's stupid. If you're interested in that game, you could watch that game or listen to it. You want me to talk about the Bulls? Not tonight. I am going to talk about the Bears, as I said earlier today. Like, literally, like in the segment that you were texting. I was talking about how I was going to talk about the Bears. This is what we do. We talk about sports, and we talk about the sports that are popular. We talk about the teams that are popular. By the way, shout out to you, the Cub fan. I didn't know how it was going to go over with me doing Cubs pre and post. And a large majority of the feedback that I got from Cubs fans was great. And I appreciate that. I take it as a challenge to be able to, even though that's not my team, to go in and treat it like you would want me to treat it, to treat it well. I had a good time. I had a really good time doing it. You know how fond I am of Zach. And getting a chance to work with Zach, like our timing is just like boom, 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 boom. And then being able to see Pat Hughes do his job and the way that he goes about prepping for each game was fascinating. And Dave Miska is a great engineer, and I got a chance to work with him too. So it was all good. 312 text says, that texter is right. You guys talk about the Cubs all day. I'm here at 6 o'clock, man. And the other shows should be talking about the Cubs. I'm gonna be real serious with you right now, okay? Like, do you really want to talk about the White Sox? You don't. I don't. I'm a White Sox season ticket holder, and I don't want to talk about the White Sox. Shane, you want to talk about the White Sox?
I do not want to talk about the White Sox.
Mike, I know you're a Cubs fan, but do you want to talk about the White Sox?
Not really.
See? No one wants to hear it.
I'd love to know why Adam Engel is on the roster.
He's had a good couple days, though, right?
He hit that homer.
He's had a good couple days.
He's also hitting almost sub 100.
All right, that's enough White Sox talk for tonight. That is enough.
We did it.
I mean, look, we could talk about I do want to at some point talk about the Wellington Castillo thing, but again, come on. I don't know why people have a problem with this. If the White Sox were the better team, if the White Sox were championship level team, we would be talking about them more. There are nights when we do talk about the White Sox when they make news. I don't mean to get too inside baseball for you, but my job is to try and get the most people to the radio talking about sports in Chicago. Now, there are times when I go, I don't care. There's something that I really, really, really want to talk about. But the hope is that I can be so compelling that it doesn't matter. But the job is to talk about what's important. And no matter how I may feel about it personally, the White Sox are not important right now. I don't know what you're asking me to do, angry texters who don't want to hear about the Cubs. I would say to you, a podcast might be a better option for you tonight then. And there are plenty of good White Sox podcasts. The one that Chuck does with Ryan McGuffey is great. Plenty of, you can get it if you want it. Cool? Cool. Hey, Steve, you're on the score.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Same to you, Steve. What's on your mind?
All right, so everybody's chiming in about how they can't stand Madden, right? And up until a few days ago, I was in the same boat, and then I realized, you know, what we want is we want the Cubs to put the foot on the throat and not give up. We want to win and pound it out every single day and kill everybody. But the bottom line is the guy wins year after year. We've been in league championship series how many times in the last couple of years?
Well, three.
I mean, at the end of the day, the guy wins. And look at the second half of his season. I mean, yeah, we would love to kill everybody every day. But the reality is he's completing the goal.
Yes. The idea was that the Cubs were going to sustain success. That's what they've done. There are going to be hiccups, and I'm not telling you, as we talked about earlier this season, in individual games, if there are things that bothered you about a particular the way a particular game was managed, how the bullpen was managed, I'm all for us discussing it and talking about it and being like, yeah, maybe it would have been a better option to do this instead of this. I didn't like this. But overall, when you look at what's happened, I don't see how you can't be happy and satisfied overall. We could trade places if you want. Shane, how would you feel about having a World Series in the last 2 years and three league championship series as a White Sox fan?
I celebrated the 2005 World Series in seventh grade. I would give my left leg to celebrate a World Series in my 20s.
I thought you were going to say something different. I'm glad you didn't.
I wouldn't give that.
Good man. Good man. Someone texted and says, as a Sox fan, the lack of talk is totally cool. Yes!
Why do you want to be sad all the time? There's only things to be sad about.
You know what? Shane, it's so interesting that you bring that up. I was actually thinking about that the other day. In a lot of respects, sports radio lives in this area of anger and sadness. And I get angry a lot. Way less than I used to when I was younger. But it's almost like the caricature of the sports radio guy is, everything sucks and everyone should be fired. And I feel like I've evolved a little bit from that. And for the most part, I think that our listener has evolved. But there's still this thing of you call in and it's you can't be complimentary. Everything's got to be the worst thing that's ever happened. This guy's the worst. The level of hyperbole that goes on Sports Talk is unbelievable. See, I was just hyperbolic there. It's totally believable. It's like, I'm so angry. You don't have to be angry. We can just hang out and talk about sports. Oh my God. Like the dude the other day where I'm just trying to get some pancakes and he's telling me about how the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl. And I'm like, okay. And then when I told him that Aaron Rodgers is great, he's like, Aaron Rodgers is a bum because I'm a fan. This is stupid. It's really amazing. 815 texter says, in 05, it was WSOX. It's always the whatever it is that I'm talking, it's always that. Like, you guys are clever. It's W, how would we shorten Bear? WGRR, grr, for Bears. It's WHAW. It was never really that. I can't believe that you guys are spending so much time talking about the Bulls. What is this, WBUL? Gary is out in Glenwood. Hey, Gary, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, Gary, I'm about to make a terrible joke. You ready?
Go ahead.
Since you're from Glenwood, do they ever call you Glen Gary? Oh! Oh, come on! Come on! I should get an award for that. I'm sorry, Gary, that was ridiculous. What's on your mind?
You know, by the way, my son went to HF with you.
Oh, did he like me or hate me?
Yeah, he liked you.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm here to talk about Joe Maddon.
All right.
Joe Maddon gets way, way, way more credit than he should. Okay? Theo Epstein put this team together. You win with talent. All right? Joe Maddon in the 2016 World Series Game 7. He tried to screw that game up so bad. If they had lost that game, can you imagine how much scrutiny he'd be under?
Yes, I can. He was under scrutiny as it was going on. He did not have a good postseason in 2016. He didn't. Strategically, there were things where you were like, I can't defend some of the moves that he made. They still won. And I think part of the reason that they won wasn't just talent. It was also because there was, and here's the word, I hate using it, there was a culture that was created that allowed for there to be leadership from a player who hadn't played well. We need to take a break. 312-644-6767 is the number. Texas says, after the Sox talk, can we talk about my ex-wife and the job I lost? I believe you need to write a country song for that. Back after this on The Score. You may know that I like to run a little bit. I enjoy running. It's weird. It's kind of came to me later in life because I hated running when I was younger. I also had bad knees from playing baseball and catching and stuff. And now my knees are better. They're a little bit stronger and I'm more flexible. I went for a run this morning. And if you're a runner, you can probably relate. But even if you're not, I like to run. I want the temperature to be about 45 degrees. 45 to 55 degrees with no sun is like perfect running weather for me. I'm kind of like an SUV. You got a choice. We can get there comfortably, or we can get there fast, but we're going to have to fill up on gas again. So this morning, I'm like, okay. White Panther left out of the house. I was like, I'm going to go for this run. I'm going to run around my neighborhood. I love my neighborhood because it's just gorgeous. And running the Midway by the University of Chicago, there's so much history over there. I started running, and I felt great. Like, my two-mile split was really good for me. And then the sun and the temperature really got to your boy. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm usually good to go for 4 or 5 miles. And I'm getting it 3.5, and I shut it down today. Now, I ended up walking it off. Like, I ended up walking, like, another mile and a half. But that running stuff today with the temperature around 80 degrees when I finished, no. Not a great idea. Let me get back to your phone calls about the Cubs. We'll talk with Bruce Levine coming up at 7 o'clock. Hey, Mike, you're on The Score.
Hi, Lawrence. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, it's not much fun getting older with them knees, is it?
Yeah, you know what the thing is, Mike? I've just done a better job over the last, like, 3 years taking better care of myself. So my knees aren't as bad, honestly, as they were. Like, I've lost some weight. I'm doing, you know, more IT band stuff. They're in better shape. I actually did a box jump this week of 10 stacks. Can you believe that, Mike?
You never should have been a catcher.
Well, you're right. You're probably right about that. But, you know, the tools of ignorance were just too alluring. And I'm a control freak, so it gave me control of the game, and I like that.
Well, I used to be, but I'm about 20 years older than you, and I let all that go, and it gets better.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it gets better.
All right, so what else is on your mind, Mike?
I am not worried about the Cubs until July when the deadline comes up, truly. They haven't been playing all that well, but they're still, the last I saw, 5 games above .500. Still worse. It's only 2 games. I would like your opinion.
My opinion?
At the trade deadline,
okay.
Isn't it smart to, well, I don't know if smart's the right word. Anyway, wouldn't you trade Schwarber to an American League team where he was born to be a DH and get a starting pitcher?
It depends on where you are. And I think that the guy that people want to move out of the rotation is Tyler Chatwood because his walk rate is the highest in Major League Baseball right now. It's a problem. It's a legit problem. The start he had on Tuesday, he's actually doing fine in that he lost his release point and it just went to bleep. He struggles. And the Cubs don't know if this is a physical thing or a mental thing that's manifested into a physical thing, because his stuff was good. It was crazy. 847 Texter says, 10 stacks, how many inches? I don't know. I think it was like 2 feet maybe. I was thinking about doing 11. There was a picture on my Instagram. I put it in the story. I was thinking about doing 11. I was like, I don't want to fall in front of everybody. Like, you know, that's a bad wipeout if you miss. But I'm doing all right with the standing box jumps. I'm never going to dunk. But it's nice to know that I can still jump, because I thought my jumping days were over. I mean, I've had surgery on my knee. I've had surgery on my ankle. I got a screw in my ankle, a bunch of staples and stuff. My knee has just been, you know, shredded cartilage. Anyone who's caught can tell you the same type of horror stories. But it's honestly kind of why I like running now. I'm like, I'm overcoming it. I'm not just going to sit here and let the arthritis set in. Yay! Eddie has been patient out in Joliet. Hey, Eddie, you're on the score.
Lawrence, first of all, man, great job all the time. I'm not one of those rah-rah guys who likes to just hear guys get on and make noise, and then the other guys who think everything is a joke and they just want to play all day or whatever. I like intelligent, you know, regular conversation. But what you said earlier struck me when you said, you know, sports is stuck in this place of sadness and anger, you know, sports radio is. And I was thinking to myself when you said it, that's the exact opposite, actually, of where it should be, because watching the regular news, the real news or whatever, is so bad these days that when we really stop and think about it, this should be our escape from all of that, to say, listen, we're all here talking about stuff that at the end of the day, how much does it really matter? If LeBron doesn't go to the finals, no kids got shot. No woman was violated. There's no Me Too movement for that. It's just, that's what happened. It's a good story. It's a good story. If the Cubs don't go to the, you know, don't make the championship this year, okay, well, I mean, we all wanted them to, and it's a great story, but at the end of the day, everybody still gets to go to bed and everything is okay.
Eddie, I appreciate what you're saying, and for the most part, I agree with you on it. But I will say that I understand people being passionate about sports, caring about sports. Now, a lot of times sports doesn't care about us back, but we care about it. So I understand people getting emotional or angry. It's just this constant anger that I don't quite get. That there can be some fun to be had, and there's middle ground of everything. By the way, Kyle Schwarber's strikeout rate is down this year as a hitter. I don't know why people keep running on him. You can go ahead and stretch a single to a double if you want, but Kyle's going to throw you out. I think that the idea of, well, Kyle's only an American League player, I get it, but I actually think he's become a better two-way player. I don't think that he's a great two-way player, but I think he's become better, and I think he's hitting really well this year. Talk with Bruce Levine about that next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.